Welcome, everybody. Shir number 996. Welcome back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, Bezras Hashem, we pretty much finished off the halachas of Mayim Achroinim. There are always little odds and ends here and there, as we always say. When those questions or shilas come up, we will get back to them. I would like to start today the halachas of Kedima in Brachas. So what exactly is this halacha? What is this category in Hilchas Brachas all about? Right? We said Mayim Achroinim. We know there was Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achroinim, the washing before bread, washing before benching. Okay, that's pretty simple. But what exactly is the Kedima? What bracha? Basically, what it means is just to give it an introduction. This year we'll have an understanding what we'll be talking about. What does it mean? Which brachas comes first? For example, I sit down to eat lunch. I know by myself sometimes, and let's say I don't wash, right? Many people don't wash for various different reasons, and they have three or four different foods on their plate. They have some fish. They might have a carrot, right? They might have, I know sometimes it's avocado. So you have three different brachas. You have ho'eitz, right? You have ho'adama, and you have ho'shahakal all on your plate. And the question is over here, you would like to eat it. This is your lunch, let's say, and you would like to eat it, you know, all at the same time. There's no preference whereby you have to have the fish first, or you have to have the avocado first, or you have to have the vegetable first, whatever. You'll be eating lunch. So the question is, does halacha tell us, are there halachas as to what one should eat first? We're going to see. Now, I do want to make a disclaimer, which we're going to see. There are quite a number of situations which come up whereby these halachas sort of like don't apply because of the fact that a person makes a certain bracha for a certain time. A certain bracha first, which might not be in the regular order of brachas, but there's a certain reason why they do it. But of course, we'll see those situations. So the case is like this. The food or plate is in front of me, right? It's not a case whereby I have, let's say, fish in front of me. Now I'm going to go to the refrigerator, take out tomatoes, right? So I'll be taking out something that's wadama, but the fish is shahakal that's in front of me, right? How does that work? But the plate is in front of me. So the question is, what bracha do I make first? Should I make my shahakal first on my fish? I like that. And I like the fish possibly even more than the avocado, right? Let's say, just for example. Or do I make the hadama first? Or do I make the ha'etz first? Now, so what are some of the svara, to give a svara behind it, some of the svaras behind it? For example, you have a ha'etz, shahakal, and hadama. Now, each bracha, we've spoken about this in the past also, each bracha is the zooms in on a certain thing. For example, the most broadest bracha, the bracha that covers pretty much everything, almost everything, I shouldn't say everything, but almost everything, is shahakal, right? Shahakal is you can make, technically, if somebody made a mistake and made a shahakal on vegetables, it's fine, right? But the evid, it would be okay. You could take a bite. If somebody made a shahakal on avocados, which is really ha'etz, by mistake, they made a shahakal, it's fine. Even if a person made shahakal on bread, again, b'di'evid, and for whatever the reason is, and they took a bite. So b'di'evid, it's a big b'di'evid, but the bracha was chal. So the shahakal bracha really covers everything. But as you zoom in to each bracha individually, each thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with more of an itemized type of a bracha, that is where it sort of moves up to a little bit of a higher level. It gives a little bit more of a chashivas, a little bit more of an importance, whereby all brachas are important. Nobody should get the wrong idea. It's a question of importance. The shakal is important. Everything is important. But it gives a little bit more of a chashivas to the extent that it would come first and possibly come before the other bracha. So when we make the bracha of shahakal, that's a klaliyistic bracha. It covers everything. It's telling Hashem thank you for, you know, many different things, even though you're making the shahakal on fish. But when you make a ho'adama, for example, the hadama covers only items which grew from the ground, right? I make a barapri hadama, it'll only cover items which grew from the ground, vegetables, fruits, or whatever, vegetables, basically. Fruits, we're going to see, is even a a more specified bracha, right? So that's everything from the ground is by hadama. And even if somebody made by mistake a hadama on fruits, b'di'eved, again, all b'di'eved, it's covered also because fruits grow from the ground. Now, when you specify it even more and we zoom in even more on the specific thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we get to ha'etz. Ha'etz is from the tree, right? And the avocado is like an avocado tree. Avocado is from the tree. I'm just giving you an example. This could be anything. It could be an apple, right? It could be an orange. But when I zoom in on the ha'etz, so this is now an item that grew from the tree, even though it grew from the ground. Yeah, you'll tell me, well, the tree grew from the ground, but the orange or the avocado now grew on the tree. So lemaisa, that is what the kadima in brachas is all about. Now, of course, we're not talking about where it's a salad. For example, if a person has avocado pieces in a salad mixed with lettuce or whatever, so that falls under the guidelines of ikur v'tofel as to what bracha you make on a salad. A salad, we're not getting into that at all. I have on my plate separate avocados, separate tomatoes, and separate fish, and I have to make three brachas. So what do I make first? So lemaisa, that is basically what the halachas of kedima and brachas is, which bracha comes first, it doesn't make a difference, and we're going to see, yeah, that the taka in the siman we'll be learning, the siman we'll be learning Bezrat Hashem is Reishit Aleph. Reishit Aleph is the halachas of kedima in brachas, and we're going to see that the actual halachas, the actual laws as to what bracha one has to make first, and it's not just like, as they say in Yiddish, a hefkefeld, yeah, well, just make any bracha, whatever the case is. There's actual laws how to make those brachas. What, in other words, which bracha comes first, and what the circumstance is, and do you have to make the bracha first? And the circumstance that you're in, does that qualify for the making of which bracha comes first? So we're going to see everything I said. I just gave a lot on the plate, as they say, right? I put a lot on our plates right now, but we're going to see broken down. But that is basically the story in a nutshell, and that is the svara, pretty much the svara, the logic behind the halachas that we will be learning when it comes to the kedima in brachas as to the halachas of which brachas come first. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tov.